Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a senior research scientist at MIT who has produced more than 170 peer-reviewed articles concerning biology and technology, has connected autism to glyphosate toxicity. She said there is a remarkably consistent correlation between the use of the herbicide Roundup on soy, corn, and wheat crops and the rising rates of autism. At today's rate, by 2025, 1 in 2 children will be autistic, she warned a conference audience in late 2014. In my view, the situation is almost beyond repair. We need to do something drastic. Dr. Seneff also said additional chemicals in Roundup are untested because they're classified as inert. Yet, according to a 2014 study in Biomed Research International, these chemicals are capable of amplifying the toxic effects of Roundup hundreds of times over. The study reported that Roundup herbicide is 125 times more toxic than its active ingredient, glyphosate, alone, because of formulations, chemical additives in the herbicide. Despite its relatively benign reputation, Roundup was among the most toxic herbicides and insecticides tested. Most importantly, 8 formulations out of 9 were up to 1,000 times more toxic than their active principles. Our results challenge the relevance of the acceptable daily intake for pesticides, because this norm is calculated from the toxicity of the active principle alone. Chronic tests on pesticides may not reflect relevant environmental exposures if only one ingredient of these mixtures is tested alone, stated the study. Sayer G., founder of GreenMedInfo.com, said such studies give a good indication of how the agrochemical industry sets up the public for mass poisoning by concealing the true toxicity of their chemical formulations and by focusing solely on the risks associated with the active ingredient in their formulations. Recently, it was reported that 34 of 40 bread products sampled from Warburton's, a major British bread manufacturer, contained traces of glyphosate. Critics argued that while glyphosate residue amounts were below the EU maximum allowable, no glyphosate should be tolerated at any level. The use of bromine in bread is also raising alarm. Bromine is used as an anti-caking agent or dough conditioner when bread is milled. After fears in the 1980s that too much iodine was present in bread, iodine was replaced with bromine in the bread-making process. Prior to this, bromine was used as a sedative to treat 4 different types of psychosis.